Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Now that it's officially August, it means in New York City, we're truly in the thick of it now when it comes to summer heat. Thankfully this year, if you're comfortable with the idea and vaccinated, you can once again head to a movie theater to cool off and be entertained. But what to watch? It's been so long. If you're unsure where to turn when it comes to which new releases to see, we have you covered. With me now for our installment of our ongoing review preview series is Allison Wilmore, film critic for Vulture and New York Magazine. She'll share her well-informed thoughts on some already released films, some things coming up this week, and what to look forward to later in the month. Allison, welcome back.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here.
Let's start with something that's already out in theaters, F9, The Fast Saga. So this is the 9th film in the franchise. What sets it apart?
Well, you know, I think that especially in this slightly strange summer where movies are slowly coming back and people are figuring out if they feel comfortable going back to the theaters, F9 is, I think, very undoubted. Like, it is the movie of the summer in terms of, like, your big, extravagant blockbuster. You know, you've got the street racing. What started off as, like, a series about street racing by F9, they went to space. A car in space, which really, I think, is both ridiculous and also weirdly moving. You know, as someone who hadn't seen a movie on the big screen for a while, I was like, this is what I wanted, a car in space.
So there's been some reporting that the Rotten Tomatoes score, which is the aggregate site, it's been changing a lot. So currently, the reading right now says 59%, while the audience score, so the 59% of critics think it's okay, but the audience score is at 82%. So what is it about this sequel do you think is causing the split?
It's not uncommon to see a divide between how critics receive something and how the audience receives something, especially because if you're an audience member, you tend to be motivated to go and vote on Rotten Tomatoes, either if you like something a lot or if you really dislike it. So there tends to be a bit more of a kind of strong opinion swinging the vote either way for audience scores. But I think that, you know, critics tend to be sometimes like harder on big kind of blockbuster movies than I think members of the public are, because, you know, there are a lot of intense fans amongst the members of the public who are really committed to certain franchises. Whereas I think critics tend to see everything and are sometimes like, you know, don't come at things with like quite the same level of built-in enthusiasm. I would say that's probably where it's at. That said, this is a franchise that I have always been really fond of. It just is the right kind of popcorn excess for me. So I was pretty happy to have it back in theaters. And, you know, if you're not ready to go to theaters, it is on what they're calling premium VOD now, which is, you know, you can rent it at home for $20 if you're willing to shell that out.
Well, let's talk about a film that might be more of a critical darling, the film Annette, which hits theaters August 6th. In this film, we see Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard taking on roles that might be unexpected. How would you describe this film?
Well, it is a musical in which Adam Driver and Marion Cotillard have a child who is a puppet, you know, that
yeah,
that
as one does, as it happens.
this is going to be, you know, presuming everything proceeds as planned, a big year for musicals. We've already had In the Heights, you know, that big kind of like big joyous production, but also one that let a lot of people down with regard to the colorism affecting its casting choices. But we've also got Dear Evan Hansen coming up, Tick, Tick, Boom. And then, of course, at the end of the year, you've got Steven Spielberg's take on West Side Story. So certainly, like, with this return to theaters, we've got a lot of this classic type of, like, big screen production musicals. But this is certainly the weirdest one, I think. You know, just opening cans. You've got Adam Driver as a kind of bad boy comedian and Marion Cotillard as an opera singer star, and almost everything is sung is by the band Sparks. If you are, you know, in the mood for something that is like very off kilter and like very much its own thing, I think that you will never find any movie that is as much in its own world as Annette is.
Let's get a sample. This is Adam Driver singing in a scene from Annette.
We love each other so much. We love each other so much. We're scoffing at logic, this wasn't the plan. We love each other so much.
We love each other so much.
Coming out on August 27th, we have what's been described as, quote, a spiritual sequel to the 1992 film of the same name, Candyman. It's being directed by Nia DaCosta and produced by Jordan Peele. So what themes from the original film are these folks working with?
You know, the original film is this kind of landmark of having horror that also dealt with race, you know, with Tony Todd as this character who was killed because of his relationship with a white woman. And I think you've got, you know, this movie that's going to revisit that while also bringing it into 2021. Mm. It's set in the site of the Cabrini Green houses, you know, in Chicago, that are now condos. You know, they have been since knocked down, so they're condos. And it really, I think, deals with, you know, a lot of the themes in the first one, while also dealing with ideas of gentrification and the kind of changing nature of the neighborhood and, you know, the hauntings that still exist there.
That one's called Candyman. I'm looking forward to that one, too. And last but not least, we have to look at a September release because it is the newest member of the Marvel Universe. All right. How am I saying this? I'm going to let you say the name of it.
Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Yeah.
Thank you. So what are you excited about in this new chapter of the Marvel Universe?
I am just looking forward to this cast, especially, you know, you've got Simu Liu as the main character. You've got Awkwafina, but you've also got the great Hong Kong actor and star Tony Leung as a villain in this one. And you've got martial arts action being brought into the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You know, the kind of largest franchise that exists right now and is massive global force. I'm just really excited to see an Asian American installment that introduces just this kind of different type of action to what's been a really sprawling cinematic universe now.
Allison, thank you for putting together this great list. We really appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.